Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump speaks to the nation about Afghanistan. We've got the story.
Store employee fires a shot at a robber. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
One person with critical injuries following a shooting in southeast Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We had some strong thunderstorms rumble across the area last night. Will those stick around this morning? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Two people were injured in a two-car crash in southeast Wichita that happened around 12:50 this morning at K-15 and 55th Street South. Dispatch supervisor tells KNSS News one person suffered critical injuries, the other serious injuries.
One person was injured in a shooting in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 9 Monday night in the 2800 block of Wilma. That's near Harry and George Washington. Police received a drive-by shooting report. As officers arrived, they discovered one injured person who was then transported to an area hospital with critical injuries. The case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Though he did not mention troop numbers in a national address from Fort Myer, Virginia, President Trump proposed a regional strategy for the 16-year war in Afghanistan, demanding more cooperation with India and Pakistan.
President Trump laid out a doctrine for Afghanistan that could be applied to other parts of the world.
We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
Later, the president said the U.S. military will not be used to construct democracies, but instead the U.S. will work with partners around the world to protect shared interests. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A number of people were hurt in a crash between two trains early this morning in Pennsylvania. ABC's Brian Clark reports.
33 people suffered non-life-threatening injuries when a commuter train collided with an empty park train as it pulled into a station in suburban Philadelphia. The mayor of that suburb, Upper Darby, says at least four people suffered serious injuries. Cause of the crash is under investigation.
Two Circle K gas stations were robbed Sunday night, about an hour apart in South Wichita. It may be the work of the same suspect. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the first case happened about 9 o'clock Sunday night near Pawnee and Seneca. Investigators spoke with a 23-year-old male employee.
The unknown suspect entered the business, ordered an item, and as the register was open, he jumped the counter, began taking money, and the employee drew a handgun and fired one shot towards the suspect. The suspect then fled.
Then about an hour later, a suspect did the same thing during a robbery at the Circle K at Mount Vernon and Oliver. In both cases, the suspect described as a man in his 40s wearing dark shorts.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News a search will soon begin for a new fire chief to replace Ron Blackwell, who retired this summer.
We have prepared an RFP to go out and or RFQ for people to apply. And then there'll be a series of interviews set up, and we haven't even done the interviews yet. So it'll be several months before we have a permanent fire chief in place.
Deputy Chief Tammy Snow has been serving as interim chief. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're about 10 minutes away from our daily preseason chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's coming up. We'll chat with Mitch in about 10 minutes.
Secret Service going broke, protecting the president's large family. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, August 22nd. Authorities are investigating after an off-duty police officer was killed and a woman was wounded in a shooting at a restaurant in Kansas City's Westport Bar and Entertainment District. The Lee Summit Police Department has confirmed that the person killed Sunday night was Officer Thomas Orr. The suburban Kansas City Department's website says the 30-year-old Orr worked as a school resource officer.
A published report says the Secret Service is going broke and is struggling to pay hundreds of agents it needs to protect the president's family and all the Trump houses. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more from Washington, D.C.
The director of the Secret Service told USA Today more than 1,000 agents have worked so many hours in 2017, they've already maxed out salaries and overtime pay that normally covers an entire year. The Secret Service must protect 42 people these days, including 18 members of Trump's family. That's about a 30% increase from the Obama years, according to USA Today. And Trump's adult children have houses around the country and often travel around the world for work and leisure. The president himself has traveled almost every weekend to his properties in Florida, New Jersey, and Virginia.
There are three things that can affect your stress level: location, location, and location. That's especially the case where money is concerned.
Take a deep breath. Depending on where you live, that may not be too easy. WalletHub's compiled a list of the nation's most financially stressed cities.
Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan at number 2, and Newark, New Jersey at number 1.
Analyst Joe Gonzalez says a main worry in many of them is the job market.
We're seeing that a lot of these places have job security that's actually in the negative right now. So the probability of someone losing a job is quite high in a lot of these places.
Two of the least financially stressed cities, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Fremont, California. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Continue to expect a traffic slowdown eastbound on Kellogg around West Street. We had a traffic accident there, of course, road construction in that area as well. He's seeing some heavier traffic right now, though, at the North Junction, I-235, looking especially northbound on I-235, and that's approaching the North Junction right there at Broadway. Some very heavy traffic in the area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for morning rain today. Most of that moving on out of the Wichita area as we speak. High today around 86 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 59. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 83. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 74 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 96 degrees. It was warm and muggy. Normal high 91. 96 yesterday, down to 86 today, a 10-degree drop after the eclipse. And you heard in our forecast and our weather updates this morning, had a little rain in Wichita overnight. I must confess that I missed it. It went by, and I didn't notice a thing until I got up this morning and saw that some of the streets were still kind of wet. But we had a little rain last night. How about that? A nudist resort that has operated for decades in suburban Cincinnati has been sold. The Cincinnati Inquirer says Paradise Gardens Resort was sold Friday for an undisclosed sum to a Kansas City or to a Cincinnati-based real estate developer who plans to build 5 new homes there. Ron Coleman is president of Paradise Resort, Inc., which operated the resort. He says he doubts the new development will raise the ire of neighbors who occasionally complained about the resort. He says the resort had been active since 1970 and was still profitable, but membership had started to decline. So neighbors complaining. What would they complain about? Obviously, Ted, there would have to be some sort of a barrier or fence or something, would there not, on a naturist park like that?
Well, you would think. You would hope it's not a chain-link fence.
Yeah, that could be easy to offend somebody.
But, just use the streaker mantra. Don't look, Ethel.
Don't look.
If you don't look.
If you don't look, you
won't see anything. Right. Yeah.
Well, and, I've never been to a place like that, but I would understand that they probably had, volleyball, maybe? Swimming would be a good
idea. Same things that you and I do.
The barbecuing.
Exactly.
All of that, only just without any clothing on. Can't imagine.
Yeah, how can you barbecue without that snappy apron that says "Kiss the Chef" or whatever?
Well, you could wear it. You'd.
I guess maybe you could wear it. And
you could wear the
everything apron. Everything would be open at the back end.
Yeah, and the back end would be completely
front, everything in front
because all natural and right. In the back of that apron. But
got to be careful with that spatula.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Okay, a state-owned newspaper in Dubai is reporting a man has found himself in a legal mess after he allegedly tried to smuggle 5.7 million amphetamine pills into the sheikdom hidden inside sheep intestines.
That ain't haggis.
Al Bayan newspaper reported the man appeared in court on charges he hid the pills in intestines, packed into drums, heading into Dubai's massive Jebel Ali Airport.
Bet that smelled good.
Prosecutor says the man said his brother had told him to try to bring the intestines into the country. Customs authorities discovered the pills when they inspected the cargo before it was to be released and taken to a warehouse.
Huh.
So apparently that's not unusual there in Dubai to ship containers of intestines. Must be a little profit in gut shipping. What do you think?
Well, I guess.
That is a strange one.
I imagine it's awful.
$5.7 million amphetamine pills in intestines.
Yeah, that seems excessive.
Sheep intestines. Yeah. All right. 8:14 now, Steve and Ted. It is that time of the day. Time for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holtis. Of course, a service of American Ag Credit. Greg Reno. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Ted. And, yes, good morning to folks at American Ag Credit, what they do, money for agriculture. Check them out at agloan.com. And, yes, I've been very involved in gut transportation for much of my life.
Did you
my
see?
Dad always used to say, what?
Did you see the eclipse yesterday?
You know what? And I kind of outsmarted myself a little bit. Had a perfect spot, I thought, with longer duration of time. I saw it when it's about 60 to 70%, and then cloud cover came in. It was hit or miss around Kansas City, depending on the cloud cover. But yes, saw it at 7/10 maybe.
Okay.
But when, man, it was crazy when it got total darkness, and we were in an area where it was kind of extended total darkness, probably a minute and a half or so. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You're hearing cicada bugs and the sounds of nighttime and smelled a skunk, like, uh-oh, we don't need all the nocturnal creatures. And then a gut transportation truck went by.
Yeah, oh.
And I thought, are they transporting intestines? It was weird.
Yeah.
It's all just, yeah.
All right.
As never a dull moment.
As my dad used to say in Smith County, grab a bucket of guts. Let's go.
Deer guts, good, yeah. Listen, that's how do we get on? Let's talk about football, shall we, Ted? Go ahead.
Well, right in the middle of a workday for the Chiefs, what were the Chiefs doing yesterday at the noon hour?
They delayed the hour.
Okay.
Andy delayed it. He's
really?
He's a stickler for time. Yeah, he's Bill Snyder. So 8:15 is 8:14:45, right?
Right.
Except he goes, you know what, eclipse, these guys may never see it again in their lifetime, so we'll push back practice. Did so to accomplish that. But the other football accomplishment was the fact that it was an in-season Wednesday. I know it was Monday, but this is where I told you guys, this is everything just shifts now from July the 24th to when you get to August the 21st. Now you start to prepare what does an in-season week look like, and that's what this is. So the veterans know the drill. The younger guys trying to figure it out, and then the real younger guys are trying to make the team. That tension exists still, but the coaches and the scouts have twofold here. They got to get the guys ready for New England on September the 7th, but then figure out who's going to be on the rest of this roster.
You talk about the young guys. Are there any of those that are hanging on by a fingernail, or can they start to see the writing on the wall at some point?
No, they're hanging on by a fingernail. They don't want to see the writing on the wall until the writing on the wall happens.
Okay.
And they try to postpone that and keep it out of their mind, and that's the way to do it. If you're just looking for the Grim Reaper, you know, every 10 minutes, that's not good.
Yeah,
I know I alluded to this earlier in camp, and this is our fourth week of camp reports, that this year's a new dynamic. You know, when you brought that up, the writing on the wall, we're going to carry all 90 guys through all of camp. That's never happened in the history of the league. But starting on that Friday, September 1/2, the Saturday, 1,184 players will be cut in a span of just a few hours. And you can reclaim them, but depending on where you're at on the claiming list, like the worst team will get the best waiver position.
Yeah.
It is going to be nuts. It'll be the New York Stock Exchange or Greg Reno when he's trying to work cattle in Kingman or Pretty Prairie, wherever he does that.
We've been talking about younger players trying to make the team. What about, have the Chiefs brought any or invited any older guys, veterans, to come into the camp, try to plug a hole here and there?
Yeah, and it's an excellent question, Steve, and it's where I kind of wanted to focus today, where the Chiefs didn't do a bunch in the offseason with a whole bunch of free agent splashes. There's a temptation, and fans are so eager for the training or the free agent period to start, like who you're going to get. It's the first day of the garage sale. And really, the really good teams, aren't that involved. This year, the Chiefs didn't have a lot of cap room. That was a problem. Yeah. They lost on Tari Poe to the Falcons, but they got a guy named Benny Logan. That's why I'm answering your question. It didn't look like a big splash free agency. I'm telling you, the Chiefs got more there than I thought they were going to get. The more I find out, the more I learn about Benny Logan, who's going to play inside at nose tackle, basically Poe's old position. Hey, he could be Poe's equal, maybe even a little better on what that position is asked to do. Poe is such a great athlete. You know, he could jump pass and catch passes, but Logan seems to be, he's got quickness and power inside. The Chiefs' run defense and pushing the pocket should be as good as it was with Poe, or maybe even better against the run.
Mitch, you mentioned Dontari Poe. Did the Chiefs make a run at him to sign him, or was it a fait accompli that he was going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, the latter. You nailed it. And you know, you start doing Latin or whatever that is. I don't know. You went to Notre Dame. Steve, you went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, is that Latin? Is that Greek? I don't know.
I know pig Latin.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the guts, right? It goes back to the guts. It was time, and the money that he was going to command at that position, the Chiefs had decided to allocate that other places,
okay,
and then try to get as good as they could get as a replacement for him, and that's precisely what they did with Benny Logan.
Okay.
If he stays healthy, Ted, he's going to have a big impact, Logan.
Very nice. Nice. Good. And nice to have that veteran presence and a guy you know you can kind of count on a little bit, too.
And here's your story. This is kind of the Eddie Plapa with him. Doesn't tie into Wichita State football, but it ties into LSU football. And that is Benny Logan, which I guess played Wichita State in 85. Yeah. Here's the deal. Benny Logan, if you're the toughest player at LSU, the guys on your team give the number 18 to who they think is the toughest guy. Northwestern does it too. They give number one to the player who didn't get the toughest guy. They give it to an All-American linebacker last year, Anthony Walker at Northwestern. Logan, for 2 years, got the number 18 at LSU. And that was given by his teammates for his toughness and his efficiency. I didn't know the story until Logan got here. And now you start to look all the way back to like 2003, look for number 18 on LSU's roster, and you know there's a story there inside the story.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
And a little shocker connection today, Bill Parcells' birthday today, 76.
Oh, boy, and I'm curious how Bill will celebrate that birthday. You know how Bill, it's like, how's Grandpa Bill? Kids, don't go in there.
Really?
Bill's a little edgy these days, let's put it that way.
What's on tap for the Chiefs? What's on the calendar today?
A little lighter today, so this is an in-season Thursday.
Okay.
In-season Wednesdays are the big work days. Yeah, they had the eclipse, but they didn't skip any work. Today's a little lighter day. But, again, they're going to try to game plan a little for Seattle just because of a drill factor. Mostly it's getting ready for New England. And then tomorrow is even lighter. It's an in-season Friday. Then Thursday is our big kickoff luncheon in front of several thousand people in downtown Kansas City. I'll introduce all 90 guys. And when it's done, after we hear from Coach Reed and the captains, we run to the bus and head to Seattle.
All right.
So it's a fun week. But it's also a busy week.
All right, Eclipse boy, we'll let you get back to work here.
Just check with Reno. Make sure he put on his welding helmet to look at the eclipse.
There
That's
you
all
go.
I want to know.
Okay.
See you,
Mitch. Thank you, Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Our daily report.
He is brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford. Steve and Ted now, 8:22, and it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at work at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
823, coming up, the Hannity Morning Minutes. Sean says CNN changed a headline on a story after complaints from protesters. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.